This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris will address the Democratic National Convention as presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate Wednesday night. The former prosecutor from the U.S. state of California is making history as the first Black woman and South Asian American on a major presidential ticket. Harris is expected to aggressively press the case against the Republican president's re-election November 3rd. Also speaking on the third night of the party convention are Barack Obama, the nation's first Black president, former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, who lost to President Trump in 2016, and many more. Meanwhile, speaking at a metal fabricator in Wisconsin, Republican Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden would derail America's comeback from the coronavirus pandemic.
To bring America's economy all the way back, we don't need Joe Biden's agenda of higher taxes and more regulation. We need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
President Trump traveled to 2 key battleground states, Iowa and Arizona, as Democrats gathered virtually Tuesday. He also sought to curry favor with women voters with a pardon earlier in the day of women's suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. Anthony protested during the 1870s and was convicted of voting illegally because she was a woman. Republicans will hold a virtual convention next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. For more on the race, visit our website, voanews.com. Jared Kushner, the senior advisor to President Trump, is calling on Iran to make peace with Washington, as Mr. Trump predicts there will be a quick return to U.S.-Iran negotiations if he's reelected in November. This is VOA News.